This podcast contains content that may be disturbing to some listeners. Check the episode description for more details and resources. And as always, take care of yourself. You must be married.
No. You tell her you aren't married.
The serial killer, then. Or just a regular killer. Or an anti-vaxxer.
No.
There must be something wrong with you.
And why is that?
Because you're perfect.
You blush. You don't blush easily, even though you embarrass often. But this woman you've known for a night makes you feel like a princess in a cartoon. Fragile and lucky. Your first date is to the Cubbyhole, a famous lesbian bar in Manhattan. The bar smells like bodies and beer, but when Zora leans close to you, you smell her. Sweet sweat and some kind of floral shampoo. It's late when the two of you leave, but when Zora asks if you want to take a walk, you say yes. The air is crisp with changing seasons and dead leaves crunch under your feet. You talk about all the things that might make you not perfect. You are Latina, but you don't speak Spanish.
So? No one thinks I speak Spanish because I'm black. My mom is from El Salvador. I'm fluent.
You're an anxious person.
And?
You don't have the best relationship with your parents.
I don't know many queer people who do.
She kisses you for the first time by Central Park, catching you by surprise. Her lips are soft and her hands are warm on your cheeks. She pulls away and tucks her hair behind her ear.
Was that okay?
As an answer, you kiss her back.
Homework?
I rolled my eyes at Kim, hooked up to her IV at chemo. She had finally convinced Terry not to take off work for her appointment on the condition that I drive her home.
Want to talk about it?
It's nothing. Really, just writing helps me remember.
The bad stuff?
I glanced down at what I'd written and closed my laptop.
The good stuff, too.
Good.
I looked around the room. There was a woman I recognized two chairs down who had lost most of her hair since Kim had started. In the chair beside that woman, an older man I'd never seen sat with two young women that shared his sloping nose and ginger hair. Beside him, my stomach lurched. A young girl holding a stuffed bear in one hand and a woman's hand in the other. The chair next to Kim was empty.
Did I miss Rodney?
Rodney died. A nurse told me when I got here.
Shit. I'm sorry.
Thanks.
A nurse approached the young girl at the end of the row and seemed to ask her a question because the girl shook her head no. Kim glanced over at her too. Her eyes scanned the girl's dark hair, her Tweety Bird t-shirt.
That's Amy. She came for the first time last time I was here.
Is she going to die?
We all are.
On the way home, Kim cracked the window and leaned her head against the glass.
You okay?
Just nauseous.
I glanced over at Kim in the passenger seat. She had her eyes closed.
We're almost there.
I won't throw up in your car.
True to her word, she waited until we pulled up to the house and ran out onto the lawn while the car was still on. She put a hand on the side of the house and leaned over, gagging. I shut the engine off, came up behind her, and held her hair back until she was done. One of Kim's neighbors watched from his porch. She fumbled with her keys, unlocked her front door, and stumbled to the bathroom where she crouched in front of the toilet and promptly threw up again. Finally, she spat the taste of bile out into the toilet and sat back on her knees.
Ugh.
Do you usually get sick like this?
I pulled her hair back into the black band I kept on my wrist. Several strands fell onto my fingers. I brushed them away.
Only last time.
I couldn't be at the last chemo appointment, but Terry had wanted to be there anyway. It was his birthday, and he wanted to spend it with his wife, wherever they were. Apparently, that place had ended up being the bathroom floor.
I usually don't feel well, but... Oh. You don't have to sit here and watch me throw up.
I'm a mom. You'll have to try harder to gross me out.
The things you must have seen.
Can I get you anything?
No.
You are lying together on the bed when Zora says,
"Let's get married."
What?
You heard me. Let's get married.
Really?
Really, really. I love you. Marry me.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Zora grins and kisses you. You laugh, her mouth still on yours. Your thighs are still sore from earlier that evening, but you kiss her back, harder, and move to be on top. I glanced at the time and shut my laptop. Kim looked over at me, turning the volume down on the TV.
You're leaving?
Not yet. How are you feeling?
Her face was still flushed, and her hands shook just enough to be noticeable.
You sound like Terry.
Oh no, the horror.
I'm okay. Just tired.
Can I get you anything?
No point.
What do you mean? Kim?
It just feels like a losing battle this time. I'm just so tired.
Do you think you should be seeing someone?
Like an affair? I know Cancer Chic is very sexy, but I have to tell you, I'm pretty in love with my husband.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of, you know, just want to spend time with Terry and you and Zora and my family here.
Before she dies. The thought burrowed its way into my brain and I chased it out again. I put a hand on her leg, squeezed, and said,
"Whatever you need. Okay?"
Okay. Thanks, Sadie.
The front door opened and Kim furiously wiped at her eyes before Terry saw her tears. Terry kicked off his shoes and sat on the arm of the couch by Kim's head.
How was it?
It was a party. Me and all the other chemo kids.
Uh-huh. Sadie?
She did great. She did get sick after.
Hungover from all that partying.
You hush.
I threw up on your flowers. Sorry.
The flowers will be okay.
I have to get Marina. Will you be okay?
I won't die today.
You're an asshole.
I try my best.
Really, I can ask Zora's mom to get her or Aaron.
I'm fine. Terry will make sure. Go be with your daughter.
Terry kept both eyes on her as she got up off the couch and gave me a hug goodbye. Her hands felt like ice on my back. She had just promised me she wouldn't die that day, but a tiny part of my brain always thought this might be the last time we see each other.
Mom, will you be here when I start first grade?
I glanced at the rearview mirror. Marina finished kindergarten next week, and then it was on to summer, sans karate. She met my eyes.
Of course I will be.
Oh. I just didn't know if you would go away again.
No, Bunny. I was very sick last year, but I'm doing better now.
Sick like Auntie Kim is sick?
Kind of. But not really.
That doesn't make sense.
I was sick in my mind. It made me do things like try to hurt myself, even though I know that's wrong.
Auntie Kim is sick because there's something bad in her body trying to hurt her, and she's trying to fight it.
Are you going to get sick again, ever?
I hope not. You know how I'm going to therapy now? That's to help me stay well.
It was really scary when you were gone, Mommy.
For me too, Bunny.
This is silly.
Rosa cracked one eye open. We were sitting on purple mats, both in short sleeves and yoga pants.
Your eyes are supposed to be closed.
So are yours.
My eyes are closed. We're trying something. Sadie? Are your eyes closed?
I closed my eyes. Yes.
Good. Listen to the audio.
I tried to focus on the humming of the instruments coming together. Was my breathing too fast? Did I always breathe this fast?
Are you listening?
Yeah.
Good. Let go of the stress of the week.
I tried. Really. But to let go of this week, I had to let it pass through my head, and that's where everything... Rodney dying, Kim falling apart, Marina's questions... got stuck. I stood.
Sadie?
I don't want to do this anymore.
Are you okay?
It's just a lot of alone time. With me and my thoughts.
Okay, that's fine. Any particular thoughts overwhelming you? Just a whole week's worth?
It's gotten a lot easier. It's still not completely easy.
Fair.
I'm going to let Kate meet Marina.
That's a big step.
You're really good at that, you know? Nothing is ever good or bad. Just a big step or a lot or... yeah.
That is the first thing they teach us in therapy school. To refer to things as just, yeah.
It's probably good. That's what I keep telling myself.
What are you worried about?
Not Marina so much. She's amazing. Whatever happens, she'll be fine.
Whatever happens, you'll be fine too. Nothing Kate says is gonna change that.
I tilted my feet forward, burying my toes in the squish of the yoga mat. I hope so.